WPR programming always top of mind for us, and that's where we'll begin this edition of Mondays with Mike. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We'll spend the hour with you talking about new projects, music, jobs, events, and right now what's on your mind about WPR programming and operations. Join the conversation, 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Mike Arnold is Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio and Director of Content. Mike, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the program that comes right after this one, On Point. What do we know about the host and where it goes from here?
Well, last month, Tom Ashbrook was let go after an independent review verified some claims that he'd created an abusive work environment. So he's no longer going to be on the show. WBUR and its owner, Boston University, are looking at the workplace culture there and trying to fix that. But Tom Ashbrook is no longer the host. There have been a number of people on, including, you probably heard, Jane Clayton, and Ray Suarez was on last week. Remember Ray from Talk of the Nation? And then Meghna
Chakrabarty,
who's great. She's really good, and she's going to be filling in for the next few weeks, I think. And she's done a lot of different hosting for WBUR, so I think she'll do a great job.
So we've heard a lot of different hosts on the air. Who is... when will the decision come as to what happens next?
I think they're probably going to have to work through that a little bit. They have a pretty good bench of people who can fill in for the show, but I think they're probably in the process of looking for a permanent host right now. But we'll have Meghna and probably Ray and Jane more in the future, so stay tuned for that. One of the things that's been great about On Point is that it's not just about the host, it's also about the producers. They have a really great production staff, and they've been doing a great job sort of keeping the show going, even with these transitions.
Closer to home here, WPR Next, the WPR Next project moving forward. What will listeners hear now that WPR is launching a new pilot program?
It's actually a new program. It's just a new program. It's not a pilot. It's Beta, which is... Doug Gordon's show that he did. You may have heard the pilots. When did they air? They aired a while ago.
Yeah.
But basically, it'll be a regular program, and we're still figuring out exactly where it's fitting in the schedule. But it will be starting in April. So and there's lots of rushing around in the hallways. Whenever I see Doug, he looks busy. So that's probably a sign that he's working on exciting stuff with the show. But it's really, we heard a lot from people that they really enjoyed Doug's program, and we're looking forward to hearing it soon.
WPR has a live broadcast of the Final Forte that is coming up this month, and what can listeners expect from that broadcast?
Well, it's funny, the Final Forte has been around for a long time, and some people might go, Final Forte, what's that? You know, like March Madness is coming up, and everybody's thinking about basketball. Well, this is the Final Forte, so it's basically... Four finalists are selected from a group of young Wisconsin classical musicians who competed in the Bolts Young Artist Competition, two preliminary rounds. And basically, this is a chance for them to perform with the Madison Symphony Orchestra. The winner will be chosen at the end. The broadcast this year is going to be hosted by Lori Skelton, who always does a wonderful job with that. And also WPT's Angela Fitzgerald, who you know from Wisconsin Life.
That's great. So there's more music on the NPR News and Classical Network. We have the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra.
Lori's a wonderful host and shows that she can do all sorts of different things, from cooking segments on the Ideas Network to classical music to the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. She's the broadcast host of this nationally broadcast series, and that's going to be starting Sunday afternoons at 2:00, Milwaukee Symphony.
Talking with Mike Arnold right now, fielding your questions and comments on this edition of Mondays with Mike. Mike Arnold is Associate Director of WPR, Director of Content. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you appreciate about WPR? What changes could improve your experience? Tell us whether it's on air, whether it's online, or streaming from your mobile device. Call in or email at ideas@wpr.org. Let's go to Mark now, who is waiting in Fremont. Hi, Mark. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I just wondered, I guess it's two parts. Historically, was there ever a checkoff on our state income tax to donate to WPR? And whether or not there was, is there any thought or ideas how we could go about creating that opportunity? Thanks.
I'm not aware of that, Mark, that there's any opportunity to check off a donation to WPR and your state income tax, but we'll definitely look into that and see if it's possible. But I don't believe it is, but I'll double check on that.
Speaking of politics, perhaps there's somewhat of a segue in Mark's comment. Perhaps political junkies have an in-person opportunity on Thursday with a live broadcast of WPR's politics podcast in Madison. Let's hear the details on that.
Yeah, basically we're trying this out a little bit. The first one is in Madison, but if this goes well, we're thinking we might try it in other parts of the state. WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson, Capitol reporter Laurel White, and host John K. Wilson are doing a politics podcast. You probably listen to it. It's actually one of our faster growing podcasts right now. But they'll do it live in front of a group. And I think it's probably sold out, but it's coming up Thursday the 8th from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. And I don't have the details on where it's located, but I think it's like at the...
Is that is it Brokaw?
I think so.
Yeah.
Brokaw, yeah.
So, I was curious about this. Are they going to be recording that event as part of the podcast for?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe that's the plan.
Yeah. I when I got the email too, I got a ticket, even though it's going to be past my bedtime, but I do plan on checking
it
out. If you have a question, join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. There's an open line for you here as we discuss programming and operations at WPR, getting your thoughts. So we should mention the vote for Wisconsin's state Supreme Court justice happens in April. We're reaching out to both Milwaukee County Judge Rebecca Dallet and Sauk County Circuit Court Judge Michael Skrenek to talk with us on the morning show, and we'll have more updates on that going forward. Let's bring in Josh now, who joins us from Casco. Hi, Josh.
Hello. I have some programming suggestions. First of all, I love old-time radio dramas, Information Please. It's a very good show. Now, I think we should have more episodes of Information Please on old-time radio drama. And then I have an idea. Let's have Michael Feldman produce a Wisconsin version of Michael Feldman's Information Please. So similar to a radio program. And let's turn into a national program within a few years and see Michael Feldman. Have Michael Feldman and Dan Robinson host Chapter Day, because I know Chapter Day is still looking for new hosts. And thank you.
All right.
Josh has got a plan.
That's a lot of plans there, Josh.
Yeah.
In terms of more episodes of Information Please, I'm not sure. I mean, I think the sources that we have for that, sometimes we get what we get. So whether or not we'll be able to get more of those or not, I'm not sure. It's definitely an interesting idea with Michael Feldman and a modern version of Information Please. It's something we can think about in the future. Also, I know that we are working on getting some more voices for Chapter a Day. That's in the works right now. So there are a lot of people that are being considered for that. So you'll probably be hearing those new voices pretty soon on WPR. And thanks to Michelle Good for doing that, because she's the new executive producer of Chapter a Day and has been putting a lot of work into that. So we really appreciate her work on
and
that.
Speaking of job openings, people who want to work for WPR have an opportunity right now. What does the job outlook prospect look like?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of opportunities. The best place to see them is to go to our website at WPR.org /jobs, I think, or /employment. And there are a lot of opportunities. There's a morning show producer position. There's a producer for Wisconsin Life position, some fellowships. We're also looking for a director of Wisconsin Public Media, which is the head of radio and TV. So there are a lot of opportunities on there. So it's always good to, there are a lot of times where we hear that listeners have children or something like that who work in public media elsewhere, and they're always trying to convince them to come to Wisconsin. We have lots of good reasons for people to come back to Wisconsin and work here, so you ought to check that out in our career section on the website, WPR.org.
And what can you tell listeners about the morning show and the future of the program?
Well, we're still working on that. I think things are going pretty well as it stands right now, but we're hoping to move through the process of hiring a permanent host for the show sometime in the near future, but we're still working on that.
WPR is a happening place on the jobs front. There are a number of openings and new faces. We're getting up to speed on this edition of Mondays with Mike. Mike Arnold is here fielding your questions, your comments. He's Associate Director of WPR, Director of Content. Join in at 800-642-1234. What do you appreciate about WPR? What changes could improve your experience? Tell us whether it involves on-air, online, or streaming from your mobile device. Call in 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for another edition of Mondays with Mike. We're exploring the news inside WPR, gathering your comments, your questions on the listening experience at 800-642-1234. How do you connect with WPR? What questions do you have about programming? Call in or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Mike Arnold is here fielding your questions and your insights. He's Associate Director and Head of Content. Let's go back to the phones now with Kenny joining us from Alma. Hi, Kenny.
Hi. Thank you for having me, taking my call. I'd like to ask Mike Arnold, well, first of all, I think Wisconsin Public Radio is just great. It's always done a great job. However, I would like to see more weather reports, detailed local weather reports.
Thanks for that call, Kenny. Yeah, I think that's something that we're trying to work on as much as possible to do a better job with our weather. I mean, because we cover the whole state, actually a large region, including Iowa and Illinois and Minnesota and Michigan, it can be hard sometimes to do a really detailed local weather forecast for people, but we are trying to make them better. And we've been working with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee's Weather Center to try to do that. And you know, it's one of those things where we're going to continue to work with them and try to see if we can get a really good weather forecast. I think they've made some improvements over what we were doing before, but there's always more work to do. So thanks for that call, Kenny. And I really appreciate that you appreciate what WPR does.
Let's go to Maureen now in Madison with a comment. Maureen, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. There is a Facebook page called Love Wisconsin, and they feature stories of people from Wisconsin that are doing some pretty amazing things. One fellow they featured last week, Roberto Rivera, would be an awesome guest. He grew up a troubled kid, drug dealer, turned his life around, and not just his own life, but then he made his own degree at University of Wisconsin-Madison, and he transformed other kids' lives in similar situations through storytelling and hip-hop. Specifically, it was just an amazing story, and I would love to see that get more press.
Maureen, thanks so much.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's something that seems like it might be right up the alley of Wisconsin life. So we'll definitely put that on the list and pass that on. Also, Maureen, if you enjoy the Love Wisconsin stuff, you probably would enjoy following Wisconsin Life on Facebook, too. They have a page there. So just look for Wisconsin Life and like that, and you'll get stories from them as well.
Curtis posted on Facebook, he says he misses the 1 to 3 time slot in the afternoon where Kathleen Dunn was, and before that, Talk of the Nation. He said, that needs to be a weekday call-in program, please.
Okay, we'll definitely keep that in mind. I will admit that I miss Kathleen Dunn, too. It's been hard getting used to not having her on the air, although we have a lot of people who really enjoy 1A, too, so it's always a challenge, but we do have 1A and also Science Friday with Ira Flatow, so we're continuing with that for now, but we'll keep that in mind.
Mark from the Driftless area says it bothers him when WPR rebroadcasts shows like Central Time or Zorba Pastor on Your Health. Can you give any specifics on that?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the rebroadcast, I mean, actually on our News and Classical service, we air Morning Edition and All Things Considered, which kind of do the same thing. They're sort of a 2-hour show that rolls over. So that's kind of what Central Time does. If there's a big story in the news, it won't be exactly the same show. They may drop in and do additional content. So that's something that we've been experimenting with Central Time, and it's actually been working pretty well. And a lot of listeners enjoy listening to Central Time and seem to see that work out pretty well. That's a little different than the rebroadcasts of Zorba. The reason we do that is it's a pretty popular show for our listeners, and not everybody can listen at the same time. So sometimes when you have a show like that, airing it a second time can be a good thing. But I know that there are people who have thoughts about that and would prefer to hear more programs rather than hearing the same thing over and over again. So we'll keep that in mind. That's a good point. But I think in the case with Central Time, because we're, you know, the producers are basically monitoring the news, and if there's a situation where things need to be updated, we'll do that. I think that makes it, you know, an okay thing to do.
Well, on the digital front, we've made some official changes to WPR and social media. What should the audience know about following the Ideas Network on Facebook?
Yes, it's good to do that. It's probably not a bad thing to do. We now have, we used to have separate Facebook pages for our shows, and we made a decision to move in the direction of having a centralized Facebook for the Ideas Network. And actually, it was probably not a bad idea because Facebook changed their rules. So the way it works out now, it's good to have the Ideas Network, which I think has like 25,000 to 30,000 followers now. It's a lot more, you're more likely to see the Ideas Network stuff in your feed. But basically, all your favorite shows, Larry Mueller, The Morning Show, Central Time, it's all part of that feed. And we're trying to make sure that we're curating it in a way that it's really good stuff that you'll enjoy viewing. So hopefully you'll follow the Ideas Network. And I know not everybody's loved it, but I think as we work through it, it's gonna be a better situation.
And on the conversation of tech, smart speakers, Amazon's Alexa has a key role in our house. We're always asking her for things, including WPR. And one of our producers streams content on Apple's HomePod. There's Google Assistant and lots of other new smart speakers out there.
Too many.
How can people access WPR using this technology?
You know, we're working on that. At this point, if you want to listen to the Ideas Network, we got two cheap little smart speakers. We got a Google Home and an Amazon in my office, and this morning it's like every day it's different. You ask it to play WPR and it'll play something else. So I figured out that with both Amazon Alexa and Google Home right now, if you say play WHAD, it will play the Ideas Network.
Least
in my office, that's what it does. But one of the things, yeah. So if you want to hear the Ideas Network on a smart speaker, say play WHAD, which is basically the call letters for our for a Milwaukee station, and that should work. If you say play WPR, it will play the News and Classical service usually. So that should work too. But it helps to mess around with it. One of the things that we're also doing is, with Alexa, with the Amazon device, you can create a skill, and we're in the process of thinking about how we could create a skill that would make it even easier for you to listen, and we'll do that. But it really is cool. It's a great way to listen to the radio, and you don't have to worry about antennas and stuff like that. All you have to worry about is Wi-Fi. As long as you have good Wi-Fi, you should be able to listen to us with no problem.
Yeah, we love ours. Let's go to Nancy now, joining us from Milwaukee. Good morning, Nancy.
Hello, I have two comments, and the first one is get Tom Clark off of Dr. Zorba's show. Dr. Zorba has had Tom as his colleague for many, many years. There needs to be a woman on with Dr. Zorba. I cannot emphasize too much. Have you people not heard that this is supposedly one other year of the woman?
We have heard that. That's true.
Nancy, thanks.
That's a good point, Nancy. Well, it's definitely something for us to keep in mind. I mean, Tom has been on WPR for many years, and he and Zorba have a good working relationship. But that's an interesting point to make, particularly with a health show. I think that's something to think about. So we'll definitely keep that in mind in the future.
Alan on Facebook says there's too much political redundancy. Alan wants more Wisconsin stuff and Larry Mueller-like programs.
Okay. Too much political redundancy. So too much talking about
perhaps
politics
on
all the different
politics.
Shows.
Yeah,
that seems like a fair thing. That's a good comment. We'll write that one down.
Lori posted on Facebook, once upon a time, one of the regular hosts had an economics 101 tidbit. Maybe we are ready for some graduate level discussions on economics.
Yeah, or even economics 101.
Or economics 101.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
And certainly, Lori, check out Planet Money podcasts if you're looking for more conversations about economics. Planet Money is a fabulous place to find
them. That's true. That's true.
800-642 is the number to call, sharing your comments, your suggestions for WPR. Mondays with Mike is going on right now, and you have a line to Mike Arnold, who heads up content here at WPR. The number is 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Moving on to marketing, the Ideas Network is popping up in Milwaukee. You may be seeing us on the side of buses or on billboards. So, yeah. Mike, tell us about the marketing campaign happening in the Milwaukee area.
Well, Milwaukee's one of our bigger markets, so we think it's probably not a bad idea to let people know that the Ideas Network exists. So that's why we're doing the billboard signs and digital ads around the area so that people know that 90.7 is the place to go to hear the Ideas Network. We're also going to be working on something in the near future here where a number of people had comments about the world around you thing we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't like it so much. So we're probably going to move away from that. We definitely are going to move away from that.
New slogan,
Where Wisconsin Connects.
Where Wisconsin Connects.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And so you'll hear that sometime soon.
Sometime soon.
Can complain about that. But we'll see. We'll find out. But anyway, so we're going to start doing that on the air.
It's not complaining.
I'm joking.
Feedback,
it was a joke.
Right?
Yes.
We're always
open to feedback. But that's kind of where we're going. And we think it actually talks about the Ideas Network in a way that makes a little more sense. So we'll be connecting in the future with that. But in the meantime, you can see some really cool billboards in Milwaukee. So hopefully you'll look at them and smile. Take your photo. Send it in to us. Standing by a billboard.
Let's go to Cindy now, joining us from Belleville. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, good morning. Mike, I would like to ask if you have any news for us from NPR about their hourly schedule, their hourly clock, and whether or not they might go back to having fewer local breaks, since it does seem like we have so many breaks to come back to local news. We're hearing the same local news stories like three times an hour. So I'm curious if you have any news for us on that front.
With the NPR news magazines, my understanding is that Morning Edition will be taking a look at the clock pretty soon, which could be what you're talking about, I think.
So basically,
I'm not sure what the time frame is for that. And the last time they looked at the clock, it was
2014.
November 2014
when
the clock changed. You know exactly when it happened.
Of course,
wow.
Yes.
That's incredible.
The Morning Edition host, and that was a big day because when the clock changed, everything changed in your universe.
It was. Yeah. That's true.
It was no longer
19 minutes past the hour. Yeah. But yeah, there are some discussions about that. I mean, I think we do need to be sensitive to repetition. One of the things we try to do with our local updates is rotate the story so that you're not hearing the same thing over and over again. But appreciate that call, Cindy.
Cindy, thanks. Let's go to Brian in Appleton. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Go ahead.
Hi, I just had a suggestion for maybe a show program, a content suggestion, something related to talking about the Wisconsin sportsmen, hunters and fishers, trappers and hikers. I feel... WPR does a good job of notifying us when there's regulatory changes.
Right.
Sportsmen, but maybe something along the lines of the actual lifestyle of the Wisconsin sportsman.
That's an interesting idea. I mean, is that something that you'd listen to every week if it were a whole show or more segments? Or
for myself personally, yes. I would definitely be interested in listening to that show. You know, there's so many different broad topics you could talk about. Case in point right now would be a great time to talk about shed hunting for people that are interested in finding antlers and just all the different things that sportsmen may be interested in, may be involved in.
So shed hunting, is that looking for things that shed from deer? Is that what that is?
It's actually going out into the wilderness or walking your farm property and looking for the antlers that the deer have shed. This is the time of year to get involved with that.
Wow, that's cool.
Sounds like we need a mic trailing that.
We
get
do.
Some real field sound there.
Yeah, Brian, that's a great idea. Thanks so much for calling with that. We'll definitely keep that in mind.
Let's go to Mary, who's joining us from Pewaukee. Hi, Mary.
Oh, good morning, Kate and Mike. I think I had a pretty good idea. I think that people would actually pay to do a commercial. So I love WPR, and I know that you have a requirement where people need to go to one of the offices and, an actual recording session. Well, I bet you could have bids, or at least during your time frame where you, are having a drive for money, and people would then see if they could, do a commercial for you. And
so,
pay for it.
So do a testimonial. Yeah, we do. We do have people who do testimonials for us, but we don't have them pay us for it. But that's definitely a great idea. I mean, we are working on getting more listener voices on the air. I don't know if we'd do it to the highest bidder like that, but we probably would maybe try to figure out more ways of getting out to people. And I know not everybody can come to one of our studios. So that's one of the things that we may try to do in the future at events, where we can get some people's voices testifying to the value of WPR and airing those on the air. That's a great suggestion, Mary. Thanks for your call.
Let's go to Tim now on traveling on the Illinois-Wisconsin border somewhere. Tim, hi.
Hi, yes. I'm a Wisconsin Public Radio listener as I travel through Wisconsin, but also listening over the Internet. And I want to hear unique Wisconsin things. I really don't want to donate to hear syndicated stories that I can pick up anyplace on the Internet. So I think you need to have the station be more unique and less syndicated programs that I can listen to anyplace.
Thanks, Tim. That's a good thought, and it's actually something that really drives the Ideas Network. We do more hours of sort of original Wisconsin content, or actually original local content, than any other public radio station in the country for that reason, because we think it's really important to be talking about things that affect people in Wisconsin. So it's something that we try to do. There are times, though, when we like to curate some of the best national shows, too, and there are a lot of people who appreciate that. And even though you can get it on the Internet, not everybody has that access, and also being able to hear it in your car and stuff like that is valuable to people, too. So programs like Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and some of the weekend shows that we air continue to be pretty valuable to listeners, too. But we try to keep the balance in such a way that we really are focused on Wisconsin. So we appreciate the fact that you'd like that, too.
Tim, thanks for the call. Mike, there's some travel opportunities going on at WPR. You've announced several travel adventures for this year. Where are we going and who's taking them?
Yeah, we have three of them, I think, in 2018. One of them is actually kind of interesting. It's a trip from Nashville to New Orleans, focused on the music. And I mean, you used to live in Louisiana, so you know all about that.
Yeah.
But that's one of them. That's in April. In June, Mike Crane, our director, will be hosting a Scandinavian adventure. I've always wanted to go to that part of the world.
Yeah.
And you can do that with Mike Crane. And then in October, Stephanie Elkins will be hosting a river cruise from Paris to Normandy. That sounds kind of fun, too.
Yeah, that's very lucky.
We know a lot of people enjoy these travel adventures, so it's a great way to explore the world and also support WPR at the same time. So we hope you'll take part in that if that's something you're into.
Meanwhile, you can take part in the conversation here with Mondays with Mike. If you have suggestions, comments, feedback, you name it, there's a line for you at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Dave in Madison. Hi, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sorry to add a little bit of disappointment for WPR. I think they're judgment on what is news the news of the week is really suspect sometimes.
Well, why do you think that, Dave?
Because I called in this past Friday and wanted to have a discussion about Admiral Rogers revealing to Congress that we are being attacked by Russia in the elections with troll farms.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump has not given any orders to stop it, and they've concluded Vladimir Putin thinks there's no bad side to continuing, so this will continue into the next election. But instead, we talked about whether Eric Holder's suit to get the special elections going was just grandstanding, since it wasn't going to happen anyway.
Well, that's a good good point, Dave. I mean, I think we always try to cover a range of topics related to the news of the week, and it sounds like you're disappointed that we didn't talk about that particular element in the news. And that's actually one of the benefits, I think, of a call-in show, is that, that while we may miss things from time to time, the fact that we have listeners participating and being part of creating the show allows us to do a better job of being on topic with what people are really thinking about. I'm sorry we disappointed you that time, Dave, but it's definitely something that we can work on in the future to make sure that we're inclusive of what people are really thinking about in the Week in Review.
Let's go to Joyce now in Boscobel. Joyce, go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to tell you that I see no good reason at all to take Tom Clark off of the program with Zorba. They have a great relationship, and I feel that you do have many programs, a variety of women's programs, and I don't hear any women kicking about not being on the program.
Well, so Joyce,
I just want to tell you that without Tom, it just would not be the same.
Yeah, Joyce, I really appreciate that call, and I'm sure Tom does too. Tom and Zorba have just this amazing connection, and it's great that you appreciate that, and I know a lot of other people do too. They're really a great team, and we appreciate you making that point that Tom and Zorba, it's like chocolate and peanut butter, you know. thanks for that call.
We're getting up to speed this hour with Mondays with Mike. WPR's director of content, Mike Arnold, is here fielding your questions and your comments, your insights about Wisconsin Public Radio at 800-642-1234. What do you like most about WPR? What suggestions do you have to improve your experience? How about questions about WPR on streaming from your mobile device? 800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll get back to the conversation in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. Getting up to speed on what's happening inside WPR with this edition of Mondays with Mike. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. WPR's Associate Director and Head of Content, Mike Arnold, is with us in the studio taking your calls, answering your questions, receiving your feedback. Pen in hand over there, 800-642-1234. That's the line. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Let's go to Philip, who joins us from Eau Claire. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning. I just wanted to let you guys know that I used to be a news director at a radio station as well as a journalist for 13 years. I stepped out of the profession back in 1999 because I saw where news reporting was going and did not like the taste of it. I can honestly say, though, that when it comes to reliable sources and reliable stories and accuracy, WPR knocks all the nationals out of the water. Even though I'm no longer in the business, I still, you know, I do proper checks when I hear of stories. It's like, okay, are they accurate on what they're saying? You guys always seem to knock it out of the park. So if anybody's listening and they want to know what's a reliable news source, WPR is the one.
Oh, thank you so much, Philip. That's a nice endorsement of our work, and I do think we have a really great news team, and also the programs we do on the Ideas Network are very committed to presenting all the issues, all sides to an issue, and I think that's a really important part of what makes the service strong here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We don't have a hidden agenda. We're interested in you know, getting the whole story, and I'm glad that you're hearing that in the work that we do. Thanks, Philip. We really appreciate that, particularly from somebody who used to work in the business.
Well, Eau Claire in the house from Philip. Let's go to Melissa, who is also in Eau Claire. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just want to say I do enjoy WPR immensely. It's the only thing I listen to. I'm a traveling nurse. It's on the radio all the time. But I find myself, unfortunately, a little disappointed with kind of the repetitiveness of the daily news. It's always, you know, Trump, 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 and I'm, you know, I'm just kind of getting a little sick of that. I do like the new show 1A, that's a very good show. And I'm also a little disappointed with the schedule changes that were made. Towards the evening, the moth doesn't come on until 9 o'clock now. And, you know, you get sick of news, you know, all day long. I look forward to a show that has a little, you know, relief of that, you know. You took off This American Life. Those are all shows that I really, really enjoyed listening to about people and different things just besides news all the time.
Yeah, and we still have This American Life. It's just on Sundays now, I think, instead of Saturdays. But that's a good point. I think it's something that we think about a lot here is sometimes it feels like you're on the you know, it's sort of the same topic every day, and we're trying to work on ways to have a more variety in the topics that we talk about on a daily basis. But we appreciate that comment, Melissa. We'll keep that in mind.
Let's go to Joan in Superior. Hi, Joan.
Hi. I've got two questions, and then you can just discuss them. I can leave the line. But the first one is, now that things have changed with Garrison Keillor and all those things, and now it's alive from here, is there any reason why all the channels are forced to play Burial Companion every night? Every channel I've got, Minnesota and Wisconsin,
right.
All my presets, got the same thing on at 5 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yeah, I know. That's something we're thinking about, actually, Joan. I mean, at one time, the show currently known as Live From Here was one of the most popular shows in public radio, and it was important for it to be on, and it's on both of our networks. But we definitely are thinking about whether that needs to change now that things have transitioned with that program. So we'll definitely keep that in mind. Thanks for that comment, Joan. We appreciate it.
And looking at events, Mike Crane, Mike Arnold, sorry, Mike Crane.
It's hard to keep track sometimes.
I'll leave all the mics in the room.
Too many mics.
You can participate in WPR programming in person, but there are several events planned. The next one is the Canterville Ghost Live, WPR's old-time radio drama. What can people expect in Eau Claire and Mineral Point?
Basically a really cool stage show, old-time radio drama thing put on by the 9XM radio players, or I think that's what we call them, the 9XM players. Yeah. And it'll be March 24th in Eau Claire and May 5th in Mineral Point. It's really a lot of fun. If you've never gone to one of these, it's really worth it. They wear period costumes. They do sound effects, live sound effects on stage, which is really fun. I was walking around the office with some people last week, and I showed them our Foley box, which is the box where you make it has gravel in it and all this other stuff. It's really cool to see it on stage. So if you're interested in that, you should go to our events page, which I think is wpr.org/presents, and you'll get details on how to get tickets for that. Also, a couple other things coming up. We have on April 19th in Milwaukee, we're doing a special To the Best of Our Knowledge live broadcast called Making Waves, which we'll be talking about Lake Michigan, which is a big deal in Milwaukee.
Some waves there.
Yeah, there's some waves involved there. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but To the Best of Our Knowledge has been doing lots of really great live shows with Ann Strange Champs and the rest of the team. It's really a great thing to see as well. It's really, every time people come, they just say, wow, this is amazing. So if you want to see that, That's April 19th in Milwaukee. And then we also are redoing something that we did last year, which was very popular, which is the Simply Folk Shindig on June 7th near Wausau. It was really sold out and just a lot of fun. So we're going to do it again. And you can find out about all those things at WPR.org/presents. We'll also probably have announcements on the air letting you know how to get those tickets.
Awesome. Let's go back to the phones now, hear from you, John in Brown Deer. Hi, John.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for accepting my call. And I would just like to make a comment and perhaps have your guest, Mr. Arnold, address it. From my point of view, the Week in Review program, the guests should adhere to a more intellectual and academic discussion of the subject that they are presenting, rather than oftentimes digressing into a personal bickering contest between the Republican and the Democrat.
Yeah. You
know, the Democrats do this. No, it's not. It's the Republicans' fault, and blah blah blah. And the true meaning of the conversation is lost in that.
Yeah.
Childlike argumentation.
That's a really good point, John, and it's something that I think we need to pay attention to. I think everybody would admit that politics have become very polarized lately. I think that's probably the best way to put it. But I think there definitely are ways we can work on making sure that there's more information there than just heat. And so that's something we can definitely work on with our shows, and hopefully it's something that our national programs that we air, like 1A or On Point, will do as well.
Lori from St. Francis called but couldn't stay with us. She says she'd like to hear more young voices on WPR. She says she sees the activism going on in Florida with the Florida high schoolers and Parkland, and she thinks young people need more opportunity to speak on the air.
Yeah, we think so, too. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we created, we have some fellowships in our news department where young, promising, early career journalists are able to work with us. So that's something that we've already started doing some with. But there are also other opportunities, I think, to include youth voices and things like that. And we'll keep that in mind. That's a good point.
Sadie from Oconomowoc called but couldn't stay as well. She says, we used to have an open lines conversation to offer suggestions from listeners. She says, it's interesting to see what everyday people want to listen to. She also says people waste time when they say, thanks for taking my call.
They need to be more efficient.
Sadie is an efficient person.
Yeah, and that's actually something that we're working on more. And in the old days, you just open up the phones and ask people what they want to talk about. We're going to be, there's a thing we're going to start doing on the web where you'll be able to provide ideas and stuff called Harken. We'll be using that on our website pretty soon. Also, that's one of the great things about the Facebook presence, too. So if you follow the Ideas Network on Facebook, there are opportunities for you to weigh in that way as well. But it's definitely something to think about, because I think it's really important for us to be talking about things that people are actually thinking about. Sometimes it's really easy at a radio station to sort of get caught in your own little bubble, and that's something that we're trying to do our best to be more reflective of what people are thinking about in Wisconsin. So I appreciate that reminder that we need to be open to that.
Paul in Washington County, you're up. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Hello. So yeah, I'm suggesting in the Kathleen Dunn space for time slot, the something called The Economist, The Audio Economist. The Economist magazine is probably one of the global best-of-breed magazines that exists. And it every week it comes out, and it covers the world this week, and then it covers the United States, the Americas, Europe, Middle East, China, Asia. And then it has a business section, a books and art section, a science and technology section, a finance and economic section. And you could fill 2 hours, and I don't know, you'd have to check with the Economist as far as, you know, plagiarism or whatever, but
just read it on the air.
With the right host, it would be one of the most brilliant, enlightening hours that you could come up with, and I'm suggesting you explore that.
Okay, well, thanks for that idea, Paul. That's a good one. I know a lot of people enjoy The Economist, and I used to work for Public Radio International, and we would occasionally try to figure out ways of working with them. It was a little more complicated than it may seem, but I understand your point, so thanks for that idea.
And there's a real appetite, too, for news and what is based in the economy. I mean,
right.
Everyone has a stake in
that.
And
we do have Marketplace. We have Marketplace mm-hmm. every night on the News and Classical Service. But I think what he was talking about was something a little different. So
yeah.
that's a good point.
Let's go to Anne in Monona. Hi, Anne.
Hi. I would like to hear more. We're right across the border, so I'd like to hear more about what's going on in Canada. They report on absolutely everything, you know, funny or serious or border disputes or, you know, state elections. They know what's happening here, and we tend to be so provincial that we just sort of thumb our noses at what's going on in Canada, and often the issues are exactly or almost exactly the same, except we may take, different points of view on assorted issues like, so-called free trade. And I really think we're in a good spot here to do more reporting and more programs on exactly what's going on in Canada, because it affects us too.
That's a good point. I mean, we could probably definitely do more conversations on our shows about that. It's also important to note that every weeknight at 7 o'clock, we have As It Happens, which is a show produced by the CBC in Canada that kind of does that. It really does provide a Canadian perspective on what's going on. Sometimes they'll cover Canadian stories. And then we also have Q after that at 8 o'clock, which is another Canadian show. But I think what you're talking about is having more Canadian discussions in our regular talk show. So that's something we can think about.
Well, Anne, thank you so much for the call. Thanks for all the calls out there. And as we wrap up here, Mike Arnold, I'm always curious what people's driveway moments have been recently. Is there something that has struck you recently that you've heard that caused you to pause and perhaps stay parked where you were to get to the end of whatever you were listening to?
I do that a lot, actually. I'm trying to think what a recent one was. We have a politics podcast that was aired on the air during All Things Considered on the News and Classical Service, and I think that may have been the last time where I sat and listened the whole time. But it's a pretty regular, on a pretty regular basis. It's like you would think that I would be jaded working here, and I would just not do that. But it happens pretty regularly. My neighbors kind of think I'm weird often because I'm sitting in the car listening to stuff. But sometimes I'll even do that when I get to work, which is why it's the benefit of the Ideas Network being on AM, because I can pull in the parking garage and I can keep listening because the AM will make it into the parking garage.
Right.
So I do that a lot in the morning, actually. Sometimes I'm late to work in the morning because I'm listening to the morning show. So there you go.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. It's always, and thanks to all the listeners who called. We really appreciate the fact that everybody's so engaged with the service. So thanks so much for listening, and we'll try to put some of these ideas to work in the future.
Mike Arnold is Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Director of Content. Mike Crane is Director of WPR, is away today. Either Mike Crane or Mike Arnold makes time to come on the morning show the first Monday on alternating months, and we'll catch up with one of them for the next installment. That's on May 7th. This hour of the morning show was produced by Keely Baltina. Michelle Johnson is executive producer. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this conversation comes to you on the Ideas Network.